rei rangatira mā, nau mai ki te pai o Te Wānui. Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Mani Dunlop ahau. Coming up this week on Te Wānui, additional funding announced for whānau ora as ministers can see the COVID response could have done better for Māori. The vaccine rollout continues with Māori health agencies taking charge to pick up the numbers, and Ngā Manu Kōrero is going ahead, albeit online. But first, with Tāmaki Makaurau still in level 4, agencies working with the city's most vulnerable say they're dealing with a food crisis. Social service providers say they've seen unprecedented demand this lockdown, but they're also seeing the community rally like never before. Food banks and social services working with Māori and Pacifica communities say they've been run off their feet and whānau are running out of food in lockdown. That's prompted a new network set up by a range of marae across Auckland, with Māori leaders providing kai to more than 200,000 whānau. Chair of Te Puia Memorial Marae, Huri Moana Dennis, is part of the network and spoke to Jamie Tahana.
With the kai, look, there's a number of things pulling, eh? One is the closure of some of the supermarket chains, you know, is causing a little bit of pressure. Some of our networks are taking more calls than normal. It's starting to sort of reflect in food grants as well. I think the other thing is too, is the whānau that we have been helping even before lockdown, they're still there and they'll be there after lockdown. You've got a new whānau there, maybe they've lost a wage, they've lost an income, so they're there now. And then you've got another group never ever been in touch, never ever needed any welfare support, a little bit shy coming forward. There is a big demand across Māori and Pacific families, of course. A lot of our Māori networks are supporting the Pacific families as well. It's going to be enduring, Jamie. Yeah. As this thing goes on,
some of the food banks have called it, you know, a food crisis. Is that something? Is that a?
It would have to be very close to it. The access. Look, our Māori food network means that the food comes direct from the source to our whānau. Okay, there's no free clicks in the middle, and we've got a process where we are looking at what they need rather than what they get. We've got two strands. One is a bulk buy system. The other one is a voucher system. So, look, we've spent $500,000 on food vouchers that have gone out to all our networks. The first tranche has, and we've got more to come. We spent $250,000 on bulk buying, urgent supplies, essential goods and formula, nappies, so on and so forth. We're not going to be just dumping what's there. We're trying to get a little bit more optional and aligned to whānau needs and most importantly healthy food, but making sure the pipeline, the Māori food pipeline, is directly to the whānau. Jamie, for us this is a 7-week stand-up, but the Māori food network will last way past this COVID. It's something we've never had, and now we've got it.
Yeah, and you say you're having the no-frills Zoom meetings with the all of you guys, Pasi officials and the ministers. No-frills.
Yes.
Are you getting what you need, or has it been sluggish?
No. Well, let's put it this way. We're going to need more money for the Māori Food Network, no doubt about that. But the first stand-up that we had, we went to the Minister, Carmel Cipollone. Said, look, here's our Māori food network structures. Here's who's sitting at the table. And look, I think when she joined the Zoom meeting, she could see, well, you know, these are the doers. These are the people doing all the work. The tamata kōrero member said, look, this is what I need. I need this to get out of the way. And then the kai stuff, here's what's coming out to you. So they've all got their vouchers and stuff. So you just got to get on with it. Look, it's almost a crisis response, particularly up here at Tāmaki, and because of the duration of level 4, you know, we're realistic about what it is that we're standing up.
And that was Chair of Te Puia Memorial Marae in Auckland, Huri Moana Dennis. And to help respond to this, the government this week announced a $23 million funding boost to support whānau in need and the vaccination rollout. Of the 23 million, 8.8 will go straight to three whānau ora agencies. Whānau ora Minister Pini Hinare says the remaining money will be held back and distributed as the impact of the lockdown becomes clearer.
A further 14.2 million will be allocated based on need as information on the impact of the current change in alert levels unfolds. This funding will help whānau ora to meet the increased demand for their services and ultimately will help whānau endure these challenging times. Whānau ora is already helping whānau with essential goods such as kai, utilities and connectivity.
Whānau ora say many whānau are experiencing income uncertainty and are unable to pay for power, food and internet, which is a problem with devices for schooling. The Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, was asked why it took another lockdown to invest money into agencies that have been calling out for more resources.
No, absolutely not. We had increased whānau ora funding before we had the tragedy of COVID-19 as a pandemic affecting our Māori and Pacific communities. So absolutely not. But what we also recognise is the additional impact that this pandemic is having on those communities.
Chair of the North Island Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency, Meripika Raukawa Tait, says it's their organisations that know how to reach those who are most vulnerable. She says this extra money will ensure no one is turned away.
We know what's at stake when whānau don't get the support that they need. And that could be in hygiene packs, it could be in navigating other emergency services that they require, or even providing them with kai. So we are trusted. Our whānau ora providers are trusted.
And that was Meripika Raukawa Tait. Ariare mai o koutou taringa ki Te Wānui. You're listening to Te Wānui, a wrap-up of the week's Māori news here on RNZ National. Ko Mani Dunlop tēnei. Māori are calling on the government to trust them to lead COVID vaccination efforts in their communities. They say they can do a far better job and just need to be able to get on and improve the immunisation rates. According to Ministry of Health data, the most recent seven-day period saw almost one in seven people getting an injection. But for Māori, that figure was closer to one in 11. Te Rōpū Whakakaupapa Urutāko leader Rāwiri Jansen says the vaccination campaign was never set up with Māori in mind. But he says he doesn't buy the narrative that Māori are vaccine hesitant and falling prey to misinformation.
Actually, it's about access and availability. Vaccine acceptance is surging in all Māori communities. We can see, I think in South Auckland here, it's reaching 80% of Māori over the age of 65 are vaccinated. We can see in Cook Islands, 96.5% of the population eligible is vaccinated. It's going to be about accessibility and access.
Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency CEO John Tamihere says middle class and Pākehā New Zealanders have been cutting the line, reducing access for Māori. I spoke to Mr Tamihere about the vaccination rates and the whānau ora announcement.
The whole system was wired for middle class people who are predominantly Asian and white. It's just a fact, as at today's date, in Māori, the least vaccinated, Pacific next and so on and so forth. How do we fix that? Around 40% of the people that have been vaxxed to date jumped into queue without appointment. Clearly, Māori Pacific Island people don't do that.
And in terms of that money that was announced yesterday, that $23 million to go to whānau ora commissioning agencies, how do you think that can or will assist navigators to get that vaccination rollout to our people?
You've got to start with the engineering to get access. This is an equality of access issue, not a monetary issue. It doesn't matter how much money you throw at something, will it work, right? So the first thing you've got to do before you even run a comm strategy and get people out to vax is to open the gate so that they're not treated as a second-class citizen at the back of it. And what we're doing is now opening the gate, equality of opportunity with all the middle-class people that have taken vaccines and never had appointments, and applying the same rules.
Surely the government knew that the rollout in which, in terms of the booking and those sorts of things, weren't going to reach Māori and Pacifica. Why is it taking so far into that rollout? We're at a point where now between 12 and 30-year-olds can get vaccinated. We're far down the track. Why is it now that there's going to have to be this massive pivot change because it's not reaching our people? There's people paid a lot of money in comms to try and get this out.
The people that are running comms for the government understand our people. A lot of money spraying things all over the place to give an image that they are doing something pragmatic and practical. The only way to lift our vaccination rates, the problem is a low income and what are our priorities on day-to-day. 66% of Māori are under the average wage. 33% of them on welfare. They are in struggle street. If we had our own Māori health mission in place right now, we would have done this from the get-go.
What's your message now to Māori and in terms of getting them out there to get vaccinated?
Right now today, Waipareira has the capacity to vaccinate 2,000 people. Right now today, because of the stupid MOH appointment framework, we are waiting on bookings to come in. We've got vaccinations sitting there waiting. We've got vaccinators, but we are tied up with a very silly system. Deployment is not being deployed, and it's a disgrace.
Dr. Awari Jansen says where Māori have been in control of such efforts or provided leadership, there have been positive results. One example is the efforts of Te Kaika in Dunedin. Chief Executive Albie Lawrence says in the past 6 days alone, they've managed to get a first dose into the arms of 10% of Māori in the district. But people still have to show up, and that's where they take a very different approach, using influential rangatahi to speak to rangatahi.
For an example, having Victoria Sabritsky Napatali is an ex-Blackburn and has quite a wide social media following, working on our observation area and sending out TikToks or social feeds around it. It just has a bit of a different impact to that group compared to when it's, you know, someone from the government.
He says the Southern DHB have supported their initiatives, cut the red tape and trusted Te Kaika to deliver for their people. Another Māori-led initiative has been at Papakura Marae, where carloads of people queued at the drive-through vaccination site. It came as some Māori ministers fronted up at select committees and accepted the government's pandemic response could have served Māori better. Te Aniwa Hurihanga Nui has the story.
Do you have a space for Frenchie and
Aniwa? 15-year-old Te Rangiura Royal is masked up and ready to go. The King's College student joined queues of cars at Papakura Marae's drive-through vaccination site today, a little on edge to be among the first young teens in the country to be vaccinated, with 12 to 15-year-olds now eligible.
Nervous, you know, I don't want it to hurt.
I'm more nervous he's going to faint on camera, and I just thought of all the children to faint, it would probably be my child.
Te Rangiura was joined by his mum, Māori GP Matire Harwood. The pair could have been vaccinated at any number of vaccine sites in South Auckland, but they specifically wanted it done at a place they feel most at home.
We were invited to go to the vaccine centre at the airport over the weekend, and I talked to him about it, but he said, no, mum, I want to do it in my own community. So that's why we came here.
Papakura Marae CEO Tony Kake says that's why vaccination sites at Marae are so vital.
Our whānau Māori have trust and confidence in our marae, you know, and I kind of say that in a little bit of a gloating way, but that's a fact. We really want to encourage our whānau Māori to get out to any of the vaccination centres, not only here at Papakura Marae, but anywhere across the nation.
It's a message Labor's Māori MPs are driving home too, after coming under increasing pressure to get Māori vaccination rates up. Willie Jackson accepts the government's pandemic response could be improved in areas for his people, but changes are being made, including a new online portal on the Te Puni Kōkiri website where Māori can get important information about vaccines in one place.
And all that information goes out at 1 o'clock every day when the Prime Minister is talking, so that our people will know what the vaccination rates are, will know which marae to go to.
Back at the Papakura Marae, things are going smoothly. Tony Kake finding the process easy as.
First of all, you line up outside on the road there, you get the big kia ora, kia ora, welcome, welcome. And they do a quick screen, just get your NHI number, get your details from there. Come on through to our vaccination, get a jab. We do left arms and right arms, so it's all good. Whatever window is free, we'll put one in.
Vaccination Program Director Matt Hannant from the Northern Region Health Coordination Centre says it could be the first of many mid-eye drive-thrus across Auckland.
We're absolutely exploring that. We're having all sorts of conversations with lots of different providers. The drive-thru model is proving really popular with the community. So we've done over 40,000 people through the drive-thrus that we have at the airport and at the Trusts Arena.
The Papakura Marae drive-thru will be open for vaccinations from 9 to 4 every weekday, and there's no need to book. The 35 staff working there hope to vaccinate 500 people a day.
For the first time, the National Ngā Manu Kōrero competition will be held online rather than in person. The national speech competition is described as one of the most significant events for rangatahi Māori. The National Committee has decided the 56-year-old competition will still go ahead this year after being called off in 2020. They say it's an important platform to hear the thoughts of rangatahi. Chair of the host committee, Manawa Tūhoro Whenua Māori teachers Nick Fonato, told Matai O'Connor, the National Committee was prepared for this.
Well, back in March, the National Committee had actually prepared for the situation. They had stipulated some guidelines or of what they would want to happen if we were in this predicament where, you know, COVID alert levels had caused a lockdown again. We've been through that process, and some of the parts of New Zealand are now have gone down to alert level 3. So thankfully for that, for their vision that they had thought about this earlier on in the year, you know, only because we had our competition cancelled last year, so we definitely knew that this could be a possibility again this year. And we definitely didn't want to cancel the competition again. That was the main concern of the National Committee, that they wanted it to continue, you know, despite the uncertainty and difficulty, so we'll try our best to make it happen.
Mr. Fonato says the rangatahi involved are a bit gutted about the physical event being cancelled.
Well, of course they are gutted in terms of another cancellation of one of their events, because for our rangatahi, what, you know, besides the event itself and performing their speeches, the other aspect that they love about is the whakawhanaungatanga, getting to meet other people, new people from around the country. So, yeah, that's the part that they're gutted about. They don't get to have that social interaction with other rangatahi.
It will start streaming online on September 22nd using recordings of the regional winners. And that is Te Wao Nui for this week. Kei tō mātou whārangi ipurangi, tō mātou pūrongo hei kimi mau, kei raro i te tapanga Te Ao Māori. You can find all of our stories on our website, rnz.co.nz, under the Te Ao Māori section, or chuck us a like on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Noho ora mai, tēnā koutou katoa.